opposition whatsoever, former leader of the Labour Party, Michael Foot.
Friends, comrades, and fellow members of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, I first want to say how important I think it is that we have this press meeting called, even whilst these events are happening in Iraq, even more important than the one we had before. Of course, that was one of the greatest demonstrations we've had in our history, but still we've got to go on until we abolish war altogether, but the nuclear weapons first. That's what we're going to do. When we had that first demonstration a few months ago, I referred to the great demonstration we had had here 20 years ago, when the CND marchers then protested, we must protest and survive, and I said we did protest. And we did survive. Well, we've got to go on protesting and surviving, because the events that are being done in our name today are even more criminal than the ones that we were protesting about before. And I say that. I say that especially because the greatest test of how we're going to make the world survive at all is how we deal with the weapons of mass destruction, especially those that have the power to blow the whole world to pieces. And those weapons are more dangerous at this moment than at any previous moment in our history. At the last meeting, just before they started to send the troops to Iraq, we had the protest here on this subject, and at that time we were calling for more time for the inspectors, more time for them to stop the nuclear weapons in Iraq, more time for them to stop the nuclear weapons in Israel and all the other places where they got them, including here, Britain too. That's what we were asking before. But what they've done since, and it's the most shameful business, is to set aside all the investigations of the inspectors, and indeed to forfeit the knowledge that they were giving to the world generally as to how we should proceed to the whole business of stopping nuclear warfare altogether. And anyone who reads the, should read the front page of the Guardian today, in which they get the United Nations report on the way they set aside the inspectors and what they were reporting, and indeed what the United Nations itself says about the crimes that are being committed in our name, still being committed there in Iraq, and still being committed on a larger scale. They said they were going there to see, the only real reason they had was because of these weapons for mass destruction. No such weapons have been discovered, but there are plenty of other places where there are. We've got nuclear weapons in Israel, they've got nuclear weapons here in Britain, they've got, in the last few weeks and months, they've been developing an even fiercer breed of nuclear weapons in the United States itself. And so the whole campaign for nuclear disarmament becomes more essential than ever before. So we're going to go on with that campaign until we've done away with the weapons altogether. I congratulate you all for coming here today.